Hello and welcome to Thriving Mothers Talk Radio, where busy working women come to thrive. And now, here are your hosts, Susan Geyer and Mary McHenry.
Hi, this is Mary.
This is Sue.
Hey, we're together, so it must be
Thrive Time.
Yeah.
We are certified coaches, authors, and moms just like you who want to create thriving lives for ourselves and our families.
And
how are you doing?
Today, good. You know, I'm a little under the weather, so it's a perfect day for us to talk about self-care.
Yeah, I think that's good. I think we're both in need of a little bit of stepping back and taking care of ourselves.
Yeah. And that's the thing that I love about doing the show with you, Sue, is that we have so much to offer to our listeners, but we are often doing exactly what we need for ourselves when we talk.
Absolutely. So let's get into this talk around self-care, because I think it's huge.
Mm-hmm.
I think that when I hear people talking about self-care, especially women, there's so many excuses in terms of, because self-care becomes this big thing they have to add to their to-do list, and even though they want it, it's that once a year facial or that special gift certificate that they're given either themselves or somebody gives them to go and have that day, half day at the spa or whatever it is that's deemed, quote, self-care. And really it can be so much simpler than that.
Yeah, and I think that we often think it's something we have to go to get externally, you know, some kind of service or something done to us.
Which is always fun, too.
Yeah, definitely. Don't want to knock that, you know.
Right,
give me a massage any day.
Yeah, and at the same time, it doesn't have to be that, because I think that when women only think of that as, you know, oh, yeah, if only I had time to get my nails done, or if only I had time, or it's those, you know, takes a lot of time, got to schedule it in my calendar.
Squeeze it in
kinds of self-care, and yeah, we feel great after them, and we don't do it often enough because, again, it feels like something that needs to be scheduled and another to-do.
Yeah. So I think there's a couple of things we're going to talk about. One of them is this simplifying, this idea of self-care and what it may look like on a sort of a daily practice basis. How we're thinking, how we're feeling.
Yeah, I think that there's two ways to kind of, there's two pieces to the self-care. That the first piece is that self-care is something that you can do. And I always like to think of it as, you know, taking care of the self, the me. Because, you know, our passion, our vision is that the woman is the center of, you know, her family, her business, her community, that she needs to take control and be in that center position. And so there needs to be a taking care of self in order to be in that position. And I think there are some things you can do. And we talk about a lot of different things in the book, that there's a lot of tools and resources that if we spend the time to do them can be very nurturing and taking care of self.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they don't have to be going to a spa to do them. You can open a book or, you know, order someone else's book and sit down and take care of yourself through some of this introspection and some personal growth work. And I think that's really important for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the first thing that comes to mind for me is a really simple thing that I've started to make sure that is part of my day, somewhere in my day, and that's gratitude. I think it's such a huge, simple gift to just look around, you know, and it can be anything. I mean, often it's the people that I love that I, you know, really intentionally bring to mind what it is that I'm grateful for about them. But, you know, some days I don't feel like that. You know, so, you know, it's really a practice for me. And sometimes it's just, you know, I love this. I'm so grateful for the color of the sky today. You know, sometimes it's really can't be the people for some reason, you know, depending on how things are going.
Could be the taste of chocolate.
could very well be the taste of chocolate or the, you know, my favorite
tea.
I
just saw that I have this dark chocolate bar on my desk.
Well, crack it open.
The chocolate mint, it does. It smells awesome. So I'm very grateful for that, finding that unexpectedly on my desk here.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, that reminds me, too, it's really what we surround ourselves with. So maybe it can be simple things like, you know, colors that we love or fresh flowers or, you know, a smell in the room like some incense or one of those things, you know, that you stick the thing that looks like incense but it's like an oil,
reeds.
Yeah, kind of a fragrance in the room or music that you love, you know, even for 10 minutes a day. I started doing that before my son goes to school. We'll pick a song off his iPod and you know, have that be sort of the last thing we hear as we're packing lunch before we leave the house for school.
And I think we've talked about, even for me, the practice of sending my attentions each day. So before I even get out of bed, visualizing how I want to feel throughout the day. How do I intend to experience the day? And there's never a time when I intend to experience the day overwhelmed, frustrated, annoyed, or anything like that. So if I find myself, you know, going to those emotions or going to that place, I just keep coming back to, well, what's my intention for today, and how can I stay close to my intention? And that, for me, is really taking care of self.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm meeting that intention, and I'm not letting myself go too far off track.
Mm-hmm.
And then also the practice that you're aware of, and I'll share here, you know, that I start my day so much better when I get into our hot tub.
Yeah.
And even if it's, you know, my ideal would be, and I do try and take meditative music, would be 20 to 30 minutes. That doesn't always happen, although I'm trying to, you know, again, expand that for myself. So when I start that, that is very much nurturing and taking care of self, and I am so much clearer and, you know, more productive and happier when I do that than I notice if I don't take that time, that I'm just, you know, backtracking all day. And, you know, we a lot of times we're like, well, I just don't have the time. And in a lot of ways, you just don't have the time not to take care of self, because that's when we break down and we're frustrated and we're tired. You know, I see a lot of working women out there that are just tired.
Yeah. And so it's really about that distinction that we're making is not so much about the things you do, although those are helpful,
right?
You know, whether it's going to a spa or remembering to be grateful, you know, whatever level you do. It's really about how we're being.
I don't think it's an either or.
Okay.
You know, I agree with you. I think they go hand in hand.
Great.
I think they're complementary to each other. And I think you're right. I think the being, that being in that place of self-care allows you then to do things that are nurturing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that they, but it can't be just doing, mm-hmm. and it can't just be being. I think that they are very complementary and kind of go, you know, nicely hand in hand.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, let's take a short break, and when we come back, let's talk about how we can help ourselves feel like we're worth the time and taking the time to take care of ourselves, because I think that's something that's underneath it all.
Yeah.
So we'll be right back.
Hey, everybody, listen up. It's time for your favorite part of the show. The Thriving Mothers present the 1 Minute Thriving Tip.
One easy thing you can do to feel more thriving is put on some clothing that you feel really good in. The question is, what does good mean to you today? What would good feel like right now? Maybe feeling sharp and professional would do it for you today. Maybe the most thriving thing you could feel would be relaxed and flowing. So start here. Notice how you're feeling right now in the clothing that you're wearing. Is there something too tight or too floppy going on? Are the colors you're wearing enjoyable to you? If you could have any color on right now, what would it be? Consider tossing a scarf that you love around your neck and jazz things up, or put on some great lipstick, even if you're home alone. Put on something that feels good to you today and watch how it boosts your confidence.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the 1 Minute Thriving Tip. Now back to our show.
Welcome back. It's Mary and Sue here. We're talking about self-care today, taking care of ourselves. And
yeah,
Sue,
and I think the point you were just making is the are we worth it, the deserving, the little voices that perhaps stop us or give us excuses not to take care of ourselves. And as we've talked about, you know, we're seeing these plates, you know, since we're trying to stop spinning plates, we see these plates that really women are holding on to and spinning that are beliefs or shoulds that they really need to get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is one, and we like to say smash it, that they should smash, is that self-care is a luxury.
Yeah. Yeah, which has a lot of implications, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, we often think of ourselves, and women are often described as caretakers and nurturers, and yet we leave ourselves out of that equation, thinking that if we somehow have a more meaningful life if we're taking care of other people. But, you know, it really does drain us. Like you said, a lot of working women are just tired, exhausted, kind of overwhelmed, just running from one thing to another.
Yeah, and if you are always giving, that's great, you know, to an extent.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a time when, as we've talked about, two things that I find a little not quite right about that is, one, the well's going to go dry.
Yeah.
You know, the well's going to go dry. That's the first one, and that's the most obvious, is that you can only give so much. And then you start either resenting it or being, as we said, tired or frustrated. And the only way to fill back up is to step back and either do it through your own self or to reach out and ask someone else. And the second part of the not quite right is what we've talked about before, is that yin and yang of give and take, that if you're always giving, you are truly denying someone else the opportunity to give.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you're not receiving. And so every time that we receive, either from someone else or we allow ourselves to receive, then we are kind of, you know, creating that the balance that we're okay with, the harmony.
Yeah.
You know, the dynamic balance, the harmony feeling of being balanced.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's really what happens when we just give.
I have a great exercise for that. You want to play for a second?
Sure.
Okay. All right, now I want you to exhale, everybody, and exhale again, and exhale again, and exhale again, and exhale again. And what's wrong with this picture? Yeah.
Oh, my God, you almost killed us all.
Uh-huh. So the inhale has to be the other part of that. We can't just exhale, which is like give.
Yeah.
We have to let the air back in and fill everything back up so that we can exhale or give. Or.
Wow.
I think that's a real, you know, that's a real visceral one, you know, one we can really feel. You can't just exhale all the time.
No. And the exhaling being the giving, you know, send forth. Yeah, that can't be all the time.
Yeah. Yeah,
Mary,
so...
I'm sorry, go
no,
ahead.
No, go ahead.
Live radio.
I know. We both had an idea at the same time.
Exactly. I would love for you to share, because you have some of these great exercises, some just simple... Within the book, we have the personal thriving sphere, the values exercise, the passion state. We have numerous exercises that really are self-reflective and certainly support a woman to be thriving in her life and her business and help her family. And I know that there's also exercises that you would share as well. So are there other ones that you would like to share that somebody could do just sitting here right now? That was a great one. But ones that could really take care of self.
Mm. Well, I have another nice breathing one, actually, that I learned at a networking event yesterday. And because often when we're kind of moving too fast or we feel overwhelmed, there's something that there's some energy that we could just let go of. You know, something we're holding on to, something we think that we should be doing, that is that a should, or you know, we're trying to think of a lot of things at once. We're multitasking in our mind. So this one, it's just four breaths. And on the in-breath through your nose, you say the word let. And on the exhale through your mouth, you say the word go. So you just take four nice deep breaths. And on the inhale through your nose, let. On the exhale, go. And you don't have to say the words. You can think them. Let. Go. Let. Go. And let. Go. And that's something you can do any time during the day, as many times as you want during the day, and nobody has to know that you're doing it. It can be a really internal place, maybe something where you feel like you have to do everything, and really you could turn around and receive and let somebody else give, just like you were talking about, Sue.
So, yeah, and I think that's, you know, powerful, because it could be, you know, a fear that we have that's blocking us. It could be, you know, the driver that cut us off that keeps coming up, you know, for the rest of the day. And again, it doesn't meet the intention of feeling, you know, calm. And so maybe you need to let go of that. It could be a hurt that just, you know, it's time to let go of it. All of those are really practices of self-care.
Yeah.
You know, the core self that we are. And then we just show up better, our, you know, for our businesses, for our families, for everyone around us. Another one I was just thinking about is when we talked about intentions, is the one we've talked about before, is just that simple question of, and I always ask myself, you know, how could I be thriving right now? In fact, I think it was yesterday. I was like, okay. I was rushing around. I'm like, okay, how could I thrive in this moment? You know, what can be thriving about this? I think we could even just, you know, replace, you know, in this moment, what could I do that would be really taking care of who I am?
Mm-hmm.
Just in this moment, can I take 1 minute to just check in and take care of me? I know you talk, and we've talked a lot about that judgment voice.
Big time.
I think,
if
we just could put a muzzle on it.
Really? Or, you know, send it out to...
Send it away.
Yeah, give it a vacation. You know, buy it a ticket.
Or yours. No. Say, tell everybody yours.
Oh, mine's the... Oh, you mean the Gremlins?
No, give it a Gram...
Oh, give it a Graham cracker and send it out to play. Give it a kiss on the head, hand it a Graham cracker, and say, go out and play.
Right. You know, I don't want to hear that voice anymore. Which is just funny, a funny image, which is very taking care of self. You know, laughter. What a great tool to take care of self is just, you know, laugh.
Yeah.
Funny about ourselves. Oh, my goodness. But, you know, just spend some time laughing.
You know, and I think that takes some cultivating. You know, sometimes sometimes it's like you said, it's easier than others some days. You know, sometimes things feel so heavy and so hard, and, you know, you can't make the huge jump to, you know, a big belly laugh. But, you know, you can cultivate that and just have, maybe even just have the idea. I love your question, you know, how could I be thriving right now? You know, maybe you could just start simply like that. And some days you can just go like, oh, I need to laugh, and you listen to something that makes you laugh, or watch a movie that makes you laugh, or call a friend who always makes you laugh. I have some good ones like that.
And you know what? It's interesting, Chris. For some people, and I've noticed this over the years when I teach a course, you know, that's called play. And for some people, it's really easy to play. It's natural. They see things playfully. It's really easy, like you said, it's easy to laugh. It's easy to play. And for others, it's really hard. For whatever reason, you know, it's just hard to just be playful. And so we honor anyone out there that's listening and says, I know it's hard for me to see things playfully.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, it's really great for your spirit to be able to do that. You know, obviously, children are naturally playful, and so you know, thinking more childlike can also help with that. So if you're someone that, you know, like you just said, doesn't laugh easily, or play comes a little bit more, you know, less natural for you, just to really, you know, step into it a little bit at a time, and again, give yourself permission for it to feel a little uncomfortable, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really comes down to making the choice.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's one of our greatest gifts that we have as humans, is that we have the ability to choose how we respond or react to.
And isn't that the kicker? We're always in choice. You know, that it goes both ways. Some people are like, oh, that takes away the quote excuses that we tell ourselves, because we are. We're always in choice.
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely been feeling that, and exercising and appreciating that I've been cultivating that, because I have been really cultivating that over the last few years for myself. And, you know, today, waking up not feeling so good, a little fever, a little achy, my mom's in the hospital, you know, my house is a mess, and my husband's out of town, and my son's late for school, and I could really use all that against myself. And in each moment when I start feeling like I'm going there, going to the pity party, I make the choice, you know, is this how I want to feel, or what would be thriving for me, you know, and not to put like a happy face on everything and try to just be tra-la-la all the time, but how can I not feel good and be okay?
Right.
You know, take my son to school and not judge myself about what kind of mother I am, you know, on the way. Those are the crucial choices, don't you think?
I do. I think the choice to, you know, be present, you know, with whatever's going on at the moment, the choice to thrive, the choice to make, and this is probably a whole other conversation, but I've been talking with a lot of people because there's a lot of fear out in our society right now.
Mm.
So we're making choices based on fear.
Yeah.
And that's a choice. You can either be in fear, or you can, and there's some scary stuff out in the world, and I'm not minimizing that, and at the same time, you can choose to make decisions in a different way.
Yeah. Let's talk, I think that would be really valuable for people to maybe have a couple of tools around that, Sue. Let's do that when we come back.
Actually, I think that's probably a full conversation.
Yeah.
To be able to do that. So maybe we'll do that another week.
Let's maybe
take a break anyway.
Take a break and see what happens when we come back.
Sounds good.
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Raven Flair Davis from Women Power Talk Radio with an exciting announcement for you. Mary and Sue will be joining me for a virtual book tour to get the word out about their great new book, Stop Spinning Plates, How to Lose Your Balance and Become a Thriving Mother. I'd like to invite you to tune into our Thursday Night Live virtual book tour coming up October 30th, 9 p.m. Eastern. You will definitely want to be there, because you will be able to hear my exclusive interview with these two dynamic women, and also you'll have the opportunity to learn more about Women Power Talk Radio. Watch for the details on how to register for this incredible event. By the way, before I go, let me tell you about another interview I'm going to be doing. It's going to be coming up October 15th on my new AM radio show, Careers from the Kitchen Table. Yes, you will be able to hear Mary and Sue live following the one and only Mark Victor Hansen, one of the creators of Chicken Soup for the Soul. Again, those two dates are October 15th, Mary and Sue following Mark Victor Hansen from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the second date you definitely aren't going to want to forget is October 30th, 9 p.m. Eastern, Thursday Night Live virtual book tour, where you can hear about this book that's getting stellar reviews, Stop Spinning Plates, How to Lose Your Balance and Become a Thriving Mother. Until then, this is Raven Blair Davis reminding you to listen up and thrive. And don't forget to join us live. Till then, much prosperity to you, and I'm so looking forward to you joining us. So mark your calendars.
back. It's Mary and Sue here, and we are talking about self-care today.
Yeah, we're about to wrap up. I think some tools that we can talk about is that people can also use on a daily basis. We've talked about setting intentions, the gratitude, recognizing either rituals for yourself that take care of self. I think that it is a process. I definitely think it's a process. It's the more that you do it, the less you need to think about it. It just becomes part of who you are. And then there's also the special, you know, what we call, I guess, the extreme self-care would mm-hmm. be the spa days or, you know, the extraordinary self-care where you actually go and, you know, have something really special done.
Mm.
But, and you know, they are great too.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Yeah.
I was just seeing myself on a beach. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever that looks like, extreme self-care.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, I think one of the things that we've been trying to do and we've been inserting them into our shows are the Thriving Mothers tips.
Mm-hmm.
And that they're really simple things that allow you to thrive. And so I would invite our listeners to, you know, listen for our Thriving Mothers tips. And we're going to be offering them in different formats soon so that people can have them and be able to utilize them on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
So any tool that allows you to feel like you're connected to self.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that's what we keep hearing is I don't feel like myself. I've heard that from a lot of women when they first do the personal thriving sphere and we tell them to put themselves in the middle.
Yeah.
I know you've heard that too is I've lost sense of who I am.
Yeah.
I've lost sense of myself. Somewhere along the line with working and, you know, growing up and perhaps having kids or mothering projects, somewhere along the line, who we were, kind of got misplaced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what we're suggesting is get curious about who you are and really reacquaint yourself with what you love, what helps you during the day, how you're talking to yourself, how you're treating yourself, and you know, enjoy the adventure of getting to know yourself again. Mm. Let's talk a little bit about our virtual book tour coming up, Sue.
Yeah, absolutely. And I also wanted to see, you know, what was coming up this weekend. Yeah, virtual book tour is October 30th at 9 p.m. Eastern. We're going to be interviewed by the fabulous Raven Blair Davis of Woman Talk Radio, and that should be, we love when we get together with Raven. She is phenomenal and always very inspiring, thought-provoking questions, so that should be fun. And if people want to register, they can go to www.successcirclecoaching.com, and we'll have that on the podcast page.
Yeah, so go to successcirclecoaching.com and sign up. Come join us live on Thursday, October 30th, 9 p.m. Eastern. You'll be glad you did because we have lots of bonus prizes that are going to be available for the people who join us, as well as a really cool thing that Raven's doing. She's doing a raffle for the people who show up on the show to win a commercial radio spot on Women Power Talk Radio. So if you have a business or a project that you're up to, she's got an international show, and you could win a commercial spot on her radio show.
I know, which is we are really grateful to Raven to offer that to our listeners. So, and again, that's hugely valuable for anyone with a business, with a project, with even an organization that they want to support, that they mm-hmm. want to be able to get out to thousands of listeners, that would be a great way to do it through winning the commercial. And only those that are present that night, she's going to draw at the end of the call, and we're able to tell, you know, who's on the call.
Yeah, so join us Thursday the 30th, 9 p.m. Eastern. Go to successcirclecoaching.com, and you'll see the sign up right at the top of that page.
And this weekend I'm off to the Coaching Super Summit in Baltimore with Milana, and I'm going to get to thrive because one of my best friends, Rachna, and I are going to be connecting. It's been 6 months since we last saw each other, and so we're going to be sharing a room and probably staying up late talking and just reconnecting, so that'll be fun.
That's great.
Oh, that'll be, I can't wait to hear about that. Yeah. And I have a business that I only do now during the holiday time where I make fleece hats and scarves. I've been doing the business for a long time, and I decided to just keep it for a holiday business. And I'm going to start my sewing this weekend. So I've got all my fabrics out and my sewing machines out, which I love. I just kind of lose myself in some creative work. And also going to a friend's Diwali party, which is the Indian big holiday for people from India. And so she married this guy from India, and they have this beautiful party every year for Diwali.
That'd be fun. Yeah, I was going to say, we just started bringing out your gaiters that I'm blessed to have from you that you made for the kids last year.
Yeah, those neck gaiters, got to love them.
We love them. The kids are, kids sometimes put them on their head, put them on their necks, but getting a little windy and cold, they're not wearing them outside yet, but they are bringing them back out, and they actually run around the house sometimes with them on because they just love the look and feel of them.
Yeah, I do too. If I'm cold, I'll put one on, and it makes all the difference.
Absolutely. Well, until next week.
Yeah. Have a great week, Sue.
You too. Take good care.
Bye.
Bye.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Thriving Mothers Talk Radio. Thanks so much for listening. You can call us anytime on our listener comment line, 214-615-6505, extension 1877#. That's 214-615-6505, extension 1877#. Or email us at moms@successcirclecoaching.com. That's moms@successcirclecoaching.com. And find our book on Amazon.com. Just type in Stop Spinning Plates. Thanks again, and keep thriving.